What is happening, everybody? On today's show, the national championship is here. A team from the SEC is going to win the college football playoff tonight. We'll get you set for what to expect. Jimmy Stein from Locked On Bama and On3 Sports will join us for the Alabama perspective. And Dan Matthews from 680 The Fan in Atlanta will join us for the Georgia perspective. Both those guys in Indianapolis. A rematch of the SEC championship game, but this one for the national title. Who will win? We'll give you our expert pick as well. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along. Today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Experience the game like never before with Sonos Arc, the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and more. Visit Sonos.com to learn more. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. And remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at LockedOnSEC.com. All right, let's jump right into it because we don't want to waste any time. A big one happening tonight, Alabama versus Georgia. We've built this one up, so let's jump right into it. And welcome in our buddy Jimmy Stein, host of Locked On Bama and working with On3 Sports as well. He is in Indianapolis. Jimmy, how cold are you right now?
Extremely, extremely. I need help. I'm from Alabama. It sort of gets cold in Alabama, but this is big. I'm in the big league. This is big league cold up here.
Yeah, I think I saw some people saying, look, I'm all for trying out new places and playing the national championship in different cities, but can we keep them down south, please? I mean, you're not supposed to play these. I know it's in a closed environment, but still, fans have to walk to the stadium and all that, and it's gonna be miserably cold.
It really was. Just driving up, we actually drove up, and the last 4 or 5 hours, it's just piled up snow on the side of the interstates. It's just a new environment for us. But the city has been fantastic. I was really impressed with the downtown area. That's kind of they have a fan expo kind of down there, and the bars, restaurants, and the city really laid out the red carpet for the game. I'm really impressed with the city, and it sure would be nice if it was sunny and 72, but the city's been great.
Set the stage for us, at least. Like, what's the fan experience been like so far that you've seen? Is it mostly Georgia fans? Because people I've talked to that have flown up from Atlanta, they said it's nothing but Georgia fans. They're taking over the airplanes, doing the calling the dog barks and all that, all on the airplanes and everything. But what's been the fan? I guess how many Alabama fans have you seen? How many Georgia fans have you seen so far?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, Chris. I mean, to be specifically accurate about that, everybody just has their own personal experience. I would guess, based on what I've seen on Saturday and Sunday and Monday morning, I would say 70-30 Georgia to Alabama, 65-35, somewhere in that range. It's definitely majority Bulldog from what I've seen, and it's not even really close. Definitely majority Bulldog, but as the weekend progressed, more and more Alabama fans. But, yeah, it does appear at some of the pregame festivities, and it makes sense in the sense that this is Georgia's second experience in the finals. Alabama's been in the finals several times under Nick Saban, and I think it's fair to say that the Georgia fan base will be a little more excited in terms of the newness for them.
Well, that was the point I was trying to get to, Jimmy, is that this is old hat. I mean, Alabama does this every year. You know, I had a friend joking with me a few weeks ago, said, do Alabama fans go broke? I mean, do they pick and choose? Now we're going to skip the SEC title game this year because we're going to be in the playoff. Now we're going to skip the first round of the playoff because we're going to be playing for the national championship. I mean, it really is. It's been an embarrassment of riches. But I also think, like, man, a lot of these fans are like, man, we can't keep spending money on all these postseason games every year, right?
Right. I can definitely speak from experience there, and I'm certainly fortunate enough to travel to most of these. But there is no question that even people, I mean, just being honest, I mean, people that are well off can't go to all of it. It's just impossible. It's impossible. People that are well off can't go to all of it. It's Atlanta. It's in a semifinal. It's a final. These are all travel. And think about the the travel plans for the final game, you don't even know for sure you're getting in it until 10 right. days beforehand. And then that makes things more expensive as well. And I'll give you an example. I'll tell you what specific hotel. But we made our reservations here in this hotel months and months and months ago. And that's what you can do when Nick Saban's the coach. You make your reservations in Indianapolis months and months beforehand.
Right.
And the people that made reservations just within the past few weeks are paying five times what we paid for.
That's crazy.
And that comes with having a championship game that's not set until a few days before the final game. So, yes, it is a thing for Alabama fans. And again, I'm not making it a negative at all. We're extremely blessed and fortunate to have Nick Saban and the success. But, hey, this is a truism. Being a fan of Nick Saban's Alabama is expensive.
That's no doubt. We're talking with Jimmy Stein, host of Locked On Bama. Jimmy, I'm going to talk the game with you in just a second, but first I do want to remind our listeners about Built Bar. It is the new year, and that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, you need to go check out our friends at Built Bar. It is the protein bar that means New Year's resolutions. I mean, look, it is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's even better than a candy bar. If you want to eat healthy, it can get boring. But with a Built Bar, it makes it taste so much more delicious. Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, 130 calories, 4 grams sugar, 4 grams net carbs, loaded with protein, 17 grams packed in there. So much better for you than some of those other junk foods out there. And I encourage you right now, go check out all their different flavors they have on the website, built.com. Make sure you use our promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off your first order if you've never ordered from them before. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Alabama versus Georgia, the national championship game is tonight. Our buddy Jimmy Stein is up in Indianapolis. Jimmy, let's talk some X's and O's. Obviously, Alabama, the offense, at times this year, a little inconsistent, right? I mean, we saw them struggle to run the football against LSU. We saw them have fits both off passing and running the ball against Auburn in the last game. But, man, the SEC championship game and then the playoff win over Cincinnati, we saw so much more flow, I guess you could say, offensively. What are you expecting in this game tonight? Because we saw how they were able to run the ball on Georgia, throw the ball all over to Georgia. But not having John Metchie should certainly change the passing game at least a little bit, right?
It does, and John Metchie had a really good game against Georgia in the SEC championship. Alabama has to somehow replace his production. It's not so much, hey, we got to find a new receiver to play in the slot, so much as it is just replacing Metchie's production. You're talking about a 1,000-yard receiver against SEC competition. He had nearly 100 yards and touchdown against Georgia in the first game. This is a guy that has been very consistent and is sort of Alabama's best move-the-chains receiver, whereas Jamison Williams is the big play guy. But beyond that, Chris, really, I go back to a question that Alabama fans were asking of each other in fall camp, and that question is the same question that's being asked before the championship game, and that's this. Is the offensive line good enough? I mean, I think we've sort of seen this coming for months. It was just a position where Alabama lost three guys to the NFL off last season's group, and then replacing them with guys that were just not proven and guys that have been inconsistent all season long. And it's that same question I had in fall camp is, if this team isn't good enough to win at all, why not? And the answer in August was the offensive line, and the answer this morning of the national championship game is the offensive line. They were fantastic against Georgia in round one, and I think the entire game tonight is going to be decided by that question. Can Alabama's offensive line do not what it did in the first game where they allowed zero sacks and a lot of offense, the most offense Georgia has given up by far all season long, but just giving Bryce Young a chance to win the game? Because the offensive line a couple of times this year didn't give Bryce much of a chance to win the game against an LSU, against an Auburn. Bryce had to do all of that on his own. That's going to be near impossible against this incredibly high-quality Georgia defense. So to me, it's that matchup. It's Alabama's offensive line against Georgia's front seven. Alabama gets an A-plus in round one. They'll need at least a B-plus to get it done tonight against Georgia.
Yeah, and one thing that stands out about both these offenses is both quarterbacks like to get rid of that ball quick. You know, your best friend in avoiding that defensive pressure up front is getting that ball out quick so that they don't even have an opportunity to get to you. But obviously a good run game would certainly help Alabama as well. We saw Brian Robinson come on so strong in that Cincinnati game. I kept saying they didn't even need to throw a pass. They could have just run Brian Robinson every play and would have beat Cincinnati that way. He said the time off helped him get healthy because we know down the stretch of the season he was not healthy. What did you see out of Brian Robinson Jr. in the game against Cincinnati, and what are you expecting from him tonight?
Yeah, Brian Robinson played probably his best game of the year against Cincinnati. He's really sharp, had his quickness back, always run with a great deal of power. He was not healthy in the Georgia game. That's the trade-off for Alabama here. You lose Mechie, but you sort of get B-Rob back at 100%. And that can make a big difference. Well, let's be honest, even with the great backs of Alabama's past, whether you're talking about Najee Harris or Derrick Henry or Mark Ingram, this Georgia front seven isn't going to give up much ground to any back. And even though Brian's 100%, I have a hard time imagining Alabama having too much success on the ground. I think the game plan will look completely different. Cincinnati came into that semifinal game, Chris, ranked 49th in the nation against the run. And that was playing against a schedule that was ranked, in the hundreds. So I think Alabama knew they could run the ball on Cincinnati, and Brian Robinson was healthy, and the matchup was good. I think this game is a completely different game plan. You go into it knowing the weapon Alabama has to use against Georgia that can work is Bryce Young. This is Bryce's game. To say it simply, Cincinnati was B-Rob's game. Georgia is Bryce's game. Bryce is who has to show up and win this game, and he can only do it if he has some protection up front.
Yeah, and certainly asking the Heisman winner to go win you a championship isn't a bad thing, certainly. No. Let's talk about the other side of the ball, because we saw the defense. There were times this year where they didn't look good, gave up big chunk yards, gave up scoring plays, and there were times where they looked like the old Alabama defenses that we become so accustomed to. Will Anderson, obviously so dominant up front, Phil Mathis as well. What are we expecting defensively from Alabama in this game?
I think this game, Chris, is not only a matchup of what is clearly the two best teams in the country, it's the two best defenses in the country. I'm not sure that Alabama can statistically make that argument, whether you have a Wisconsin here or there. I don't know. I just know eyeball test. The two best defenses in this sport down the stretch are Georgia and Alabama. So, I think Alabama's defense is going to show up, and I think Alabama's defense is going to limit Georgia to the point that Alabama can win the game if they can score enough points. I think it's going to be physical. It's going to be intense. It won't be the 2011 Alabama-LSU game, another game that featured the two best defenses in the country. Right. It's not going to be 9-6 in overtime, but these are the two best 2021 defenses, and Alabama improved all year long. There were some rocky moments earlier in the season. Alabama didn't play well defensively for most of the game against Florida. Obviously didn't play well defensively against Texas A&M in the loss. There were stretches where they didn't play well against Arkansas and in the second half against Tennessee, or in the first half against Tennessee. So it hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been a classic Alabama defense, but they've improved, Chris, to the point where I have confidence in saying Alabama's defense is good enough to win the national championship. It's a national championship worthy defensive unit. It's just how much help from the offense can they get? And that's a tough draw against Georgia.
Is it as simple, Jimmy, to say that they're going to make Stetson Bennett beat them? Because I thought the SEC championship game, he actually made some really nice throws. And even after the mistakes of throwing the interceptions, he still kept leading them down into Bama's red zone. Is it as simple to say Bama may say, look, we're going to take away the run game. We're going to take away this and that. We're going to make Stetson Bennett have to beat us.
Well, Stetson is a good player, and he's an excellent he's a winner. And I thought Stetson's game against Michigan, he was fantastic, frankly. But where does Alabama have an advantage over Georgia? It's tough to say that Alabama's front seven is as good as Georgia's or Georgia's offensive line is definitely better than Alabama's. Georgia is going to play four tailbacks tonight. Alabama really is down to two. But where does Alabama have an advantage? And that's Bryce Young, the Heisman winner, against Stetson Bennett, the former walk-on. How can Alabama make this game Bryce Young versus Stetson? There's your advantage for Alabama. That's exactly what Alabama managed to do in the first game, Chris. Make it Bryce versus Stetson. And that's the challenge for Alabama tonight, because that's where Alabama has an advantage. That's not easy to do. That takes everybody else playing well to put you in that spot. But that's really the formula for Alabama winning the game. It's where Alabama has a clear advantage.
All right, moment of truth, Jimmy. Final question. Give me a score prediction. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I'll even be real stupidly real specific. I'm gonna pick. I think this will be a classic. I think this is going to be similar to the 2017 national championship game, which all college football fans remember for how it was decided. I'm not saying it's overtime. I'm not saying it's Bryce Young throwing, a second and 26 play to a freshman Ja'Cory Brooks. I think it'll be decided in regulation, but I like Alabama's Will Reichert kicking a field goal for the walk-off win for Alabama, 24-23.
Man, for Kirby's sake, I just couldn't imagine what him and that fan base. I can't imagine Georgia losing that game in that fashion, and those fans having to go back home with a loss. But Jimmy Stein, Locked On Bama, On Three Sports. Great to have you on, man. Best of luck. Have fun and stay warm up there in Indianapolis. Okay.
Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, there you go. That's Jimmy Stein of Locked On Bama joining us here on Locked On SEC. When we return, we're going to talk all things about this game from the Georgia perspective with our buddy Dan Matthews from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. That is coming your way next. Hey, listen up, SEC fans. Chris Gordy here with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, and that is the Get Upside app. Our listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. You just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Make sure you use our promo code SCORE. When you sign up, you will get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Download the app right now. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash gets added right back into your account. You can cash out anytime, send it straight to your bank account, PayPal, whatever you want. Download the free Get Upside app. And again, make sure you use our promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. That'll get you 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code SCORE on the Get Upside app. Roll along here, Locked On SEC, as we continue to get you guys set for the big game tonight. We heard the Bama perspective already. Now we touch on the Georgia perspective, and nobody better than our buddy Dan Matthews from 680 The Fan in Atlanta, but he's actually up in Indianapolis ready for this one. And Dan, hopefully you are staying warm. We talked to our buddy Jimmy Stein. He said it is very cold up there. Hopefully you are not cold, and hopefully the Georgia offense isn't cold tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one that they really need for tomorrow for sure. But no, luckily, you know, the good thing about Indianapolis that they always talk about is the fact that they've got the tunnels and they've got the above ground walking areas too. So got all that. But as I talk to you right now before heading into the stadium, I am looking at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be packed. What would you say? We asked Jimmy, but what would you say fan wise? Is it more Georgia fans than Alabama fans so far?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I've pretty much seen all Georgia fans walking around the downtown area. On the ride up to yesterday, you saw a lot of Georgia car flags, and you saw a handful of Alabama, but you did not see as many as you saw red and black G's on the road. So definitely, with this being the second trip in the college football playoff over the last few years. It's definitely one that is, you know, for Georgia fans, probably one that is a little bit more rare than it has been for Alabama fans. Alabama fans, it's kind of to the point where, you know, I had a buddy of mine bring this up a few years ago where he said, man, we're broke. You know, like we've paid for too many of these things. We can't keep affording to go to these things. So I guess that's a good problem to have for the most part.
Well, let's jump into it, Dan. Just overall, what you saw in the bowl game against Michigan, obviously we saw a well-oiled machine, both offensively and defensively. What do you think the biggest difference will be tonight in this matchup versus what we saw just a few weeks ago in the SEC title game?
I think that definitely you want to see a little bit more of the running game than they did in the first one. And, you know, they didn't really, you know, feature the running game as much against Michigan because they were really finding success in the quick passing game. And not only that, but also, too, a lot of empty backfield looks that were finding success. And then running backs being able to help out in the passing game as well. I mean, you saw James Cook be a real weapon for them. And I think if nothing else, that's something that for Alabama, teams that have beaten them in the last few years, it's been teams that have running backs that can feature in both the run and the passing game. I mean, you know, you look at the 2018 national title game and Travis Etienne was a real troublemaker for them. And then 2019, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was somebody that was tough for them. And then this year, you had Isaiah Spiller and Anaya Smith for Texas A&M really give them trouble as well. So I think that he's going to be a real key part in this. And you saw what he was able to do against Michigan. And they're going to need him if they're going to be able to accomplish their ultimate goal tonight.
What do you think of Stetson Bennett? If I told, you know, like if you had to finish a sentence, Stetson Bennett has to be what tonight? Is it perfect? Is it really good? Is it, you know, just be a game manager? What does Stetson Bennett have to do tonight?
Stetson Bennett needs to be good. He needs to be what he can be. And he's not going to be the superstar that's going to throw for 345 yards and, you know, run for 50 on his own. I mean, he's going to be somebody that's going to need to rely on the guys around him. I think the other part of it as well, part of being good is not turning the football over. And that's what they did the first time. They not only didn't really get much pressure on the quarterback for Alabama, Bryce Young, but they also, they turned the football over and didn't get it back. And I think as we've seen with Bama over the last few years, when you lose the turnover battle, you lose the game. So that's going to be something that's going to be huge for him. He sometimes can make some reckless throws. He got away with a couple against Michigan, if I'm being honest with you, Chris. You know, just a couple of throws that either from drop or just somebody not being in the right spot, was able to find what they needed. And, you know, so that's going to be something that's going to be, you know, a real point of emphasis for him to be able to keep an eye on and make sure that they don't give away the football.
Defensively, what will be different this time around? We know we've seen the videos of Jordan Davis and the guys, you know, maybe lackadaisical late in that SEC championship game. And I know some of those videos went viral. We saw much hungrier bunch against Michigan just last week, but what do you think will be different? I mean, we know Alabama's O-line played their best game of the year in the SEC title game. Mm-hmm. I got to think it starts up front and getting after Bryce Young, right?
It absolutely does. I mean, that's something that you saw was a major difference last week against Michigan. I mean, the fact that they were able to pressure both Cade McNamara and J.J. McCarthy, but also as well, you know, stop the run. I mean, that was something that was going to be a point of emphasis that people wondered, can Michigan, with the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line, be able to win the point of attack and open up some holes for Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum and the running back crew for the Wolverines? And the answer was no, they couldn't. So Georgia's defense was able to win that battle. I think the other part of it as well, you got to try to limit Alabama's pacing. That was something that they were really able to settle into and use as a weapon against this Georgia defense, and it tired out Jordan Davis in that defensive line for Georgia, and they were not able to be the factor that they needed to be in order to win that game. So I think that the good news for Georgia is that they were able to that you probably think that they're not going to play as bad a game defensively again. And you also, too, I guess you can't really count on, you know, Alabama. I mean, maybe you can to be the stout offense that they were the first time. So You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see which one breaks in between those two scenarios.
Give me a difference maker tonight, whether it be a big name or somebody maybe we're not talking about. Who will be somebody, if Georgia wins it, who will we be talking about tomorrow?
You know, I'm going to actually go a wild card because we were talking about George Pickens on the way up here and how, you know, he's somebody that has been a real potential player for Georgia last year, showed some really good things a couple of years ago in the Sugar Bowl, showed some good things, but he's been coming back from the torn ACL. Do you look for Georgia to maybe see if he can be like what O.J. Howard was a couple of years ago in the national title game? Because remember, O.J. Howard was a guy that everybody for Alabama talked about. And then the question with O.J. Howard was, all right, we hear about the potential. When's it actually going to actually be met? And it was in that game because he was an absolute difference maker against Clemson and they won the game. So I think that you look for a guy like him to be able to step up and step in and be able to hopefully make a difference for this team.
All right, moment of truth. Give me your score prediction for tonight. How does this one play out?
Oh, man, you know, you put me on the spot here. I will say this. I'm going to, before I give the actual number, I'm going to say that if the over hits, then that's advantage Alabama. If the under hits, that's advantage Georgia. So, you know, it's going to be something that I think that Georgia plays a little bit better defensively, but do they play well enough? And whenever I pick against Nick Saban, it doesn't go well. The only time I've ever been right, Chris, was 2019. I just thought, you know what, this LSU team is special. They can do it. But this time, though, I'm not going to fall for my own trap. I'm going to say 31-24 Alabama wins.
All right, there you have it. Dan Matthews, 680 The Fan in Indianapolis. Dan, if Georgia wins at all, we'll get you back on again this week, all right?
That sounds like a deal, buddy. Belated Happy New Year to you. Always great catching up with you.
Same to you, man. Be safe.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, that's Dan Matthews of the Chuck Oliver Show in Atlanta and with 680 The Fan in Atlanta. All right, moment of truth as we wrap up here on a championship edition of the show. Look, I predicted A&M to beat Alabama earlier this year. They did. I haven't been right in all my predictions all season long, but I did pick Georgia to win it all. I didn't think they'd be playing Alabama in a rematch in the championship game. It is what it is. I did predict both Bama and Georgia to make the playoff, however. So I've been right in some of my predictions. I'm going to say Georgia beats Alabama, wins the national championship 31-24. Georgia's defense gets after it. They get after Bryce Young. Kirby Smart finally slays the dragon and beats Nick Saban. And we are talking about the hero. Stetson Bennett gets it done. And he's named MVP of the game. Call me crazy. And if Nick Saban wins yet another one, we'll be singing his praises to the highest tomorrow. But I think Kirby Smart gets off the snide, and I think he gets his victory. Brock Bowers comes up big in this one, makes some big catches downfield, and Georgia gets after it and sacks Bryce Young a handful of times, and Georgia is victorious. There you have it. That's our prediction, and we're going to stick with it. We'll see how correct we are tomorrow. Enjoy the game, everybody. Going to be a lot of fun. Remember to check out all of our other great Locked On podcasts, Locked On Bulldogs, Locked On Bama. Those guys will have full reaction tomorrow. We'll have full reaction for you, talking both sides of the game right here on Locked On SEC. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys so much for making us your first listen every day. A reminder, you can always make a second listen. Check out our buddies on the Locked On Bets podcast. They're making picks for this, for college basketball, and much, much more. We'll get into some more college basketball talk. It's a great weekend of SEC hoops. We just didn't have enough time to talk about it today. We'll touch on that as the week rolls along. But enjoy the final SEC football game of the season. An SEC champion will be crowned tonight, and an SEC team will go home a loser. I'll take that every year. I'm Chris Gordy. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow right here on Locked On SEC. Have a great evening, everybody.